going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Caps eliminated last night. 2-1 was the game until the empty netter, so they ended up losing 3-1. Get eliminated in the series 4-1 by the Hurricanes. So once again, they make it to the second round and they're eliminated, even though they had the best record in the Eastern Conference. We've seen this before, but I would say my opinion is there weren't great expectations for this team going in.
Yep, pretty low.
They squeaked into the playoffs last year on the last day. So this year we kind of expected the same. Instead, they had the one seed. They went around in the playoffs, so I'm a little torn. Was the season successful? We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. I voted no in our poll because I think if they advanced past this round, I would have said success. Mm-hmm. All right, success, Ovi broke the record. But that's not team success. When you're the one seed, I think you expect to go beyond the second round. So I would lean not successful.
Generally, yes, but I'm going to say successful for the totality of the season. I mean, this team had the top record in the East. They're the second highest scoring team in the league. Go back to last season when this team could not score goals. They scored 220 goals in the 23-24 campaign. They scored 288 this season. I'm sorry, that's a huge leap. That's success. You mentioned Ovi breaking Gretzky's record. That's an individual milestone. So that's, you know, that's down the list. But Willie scored over 30 goals for the first time in his career. We saw the huge leaps taken by the young players, Mikey and Pro especially. I think that's a success. Like, and you went around in the playoffs when last year you got swept and you didn't really have much business being there. They showed that they belong there. Do they need tweaks going forward? Do they need to alter the roster so they're better in the postseason, especially on the power play? Yes, but if I had to grade it success or unsuccessful, I go successful.
I go successful. I agree with pretty much everything you guys all said, especially considering that last year was so sort of unsuccessful, and they're in this transition period. And listen, they think, I don't know if I agree, I questioned it the day they did it, but they think they found their goalies, right? Mm-hmm. For the next five years, whatever.
The deals they handed them that they like that room.
I personally wouldn't have given them that long of deals, but they think they found their goalies. They've got new young players that they're adding into the mix. There's been a transition in the roster. I think everyone's universally pleased with Carberry. They think they've got their coach.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of criticism in the playoffs.
I've heard some.
You know, social media criticism in the playoffs. I don't know what he could have done. Switched around the lineup yesterday, and it paid off to an extent.
I mean, they were hyping up the changes. They said they found something, and you know, last night I heard them commenting on it. So I don't know. I think it was a success. It's a disappointing end for sure. You would have liked to have won at least another round, but that's the nature of the beast. I definitely think it was a successful season, and it lays the foundation for the future. It gives you hope for next season.
Definitely.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from Caps fans. How do you look at this season? How would you describe it? Here are a couple social media posts from our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. Tony Postorino, this might be one of the worst seasons in 50 years. You can't dominate the regular season and then get destroyed in the playoffs and call it a success. I mean, they made it to the second round. I would say destroyed the playoffs would be losing in the first.
Let's also remember, you always say heading into the playoffs, you never want to face like the super hot goalie. There's not a hotter goalie in the league than Frederik Andersen. His goals against is 1.36 in the playoffs so far. The next closest is 2.19. His save percentage is 0.937. 20 percentage points higher than Logan Thompson, who came in at number two. So, look, does Logan Thompson want at least one of those goals he gave up last night back? Absolutely. But it's not like Logan Thompson played poorly throughout the entirety of the playoffs.
No, they couldn't score. In this round of the playoffs, the Caps couldn't score.
Right.
That was their biggest problem. How many goals did they have in the entire series?
Is it six? Five or six?
It's not enough.
It wasn't a lot. Yeah. I know it wasn't a lot.
1-800-636-1067. Taylor Klein says, bust. More focused on Ovi breaking a record than being prepared to win in the playoffs. Canes obliterated them. I see other people who call this season a bust. I wouldn't call it a bust. Like I said, I voted, and I would vote no, it wasn't successful, but I'm kind of like borderline.
They scored seven goals in five games. I mean, that's just not going to win you playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
And like the goal scoring dried up at the most inopportune time.
And it's not that you take it away, but one of them was on a 5-on-3. Like, you right. better score. I mean, to me, the biggest example of their problem was that 4-minute power play where they didn't convert.
That's true.
Didn't even take a shot.
It's true.
Really,
but
in that 4-minute power play.
They were playing
play.
Into the teeth of their strength, which is killing penalties, right? That's why I thought it was just a bad freaking matchup. This team just happens to be the best in the league at killing penalties. Yeah, and we ran into a buzzsaw.
Here's another perspective.
I'm not sure. It's definitely an indictment on our power play. I'm not convinced.
800-636-1067. We'll go to your calls here momentarily. Paul Clark on Facebook says, come on, man. If the Wizards went to the playoffs every other year and got to the second round, we'd all be giddy. The Caps had another above-average season. Sure, we are all a little disappointed, but disappointment is better than shame of a perennial loser. You know,
that's a good perspective from that listener.
I mean, he's probably right. It's just that I think the expectations are raised when you have the best record in the Eastern Conference. When you're the one seed, the expectations are get beyond the second round. Now,
yeah, but you know it's a crapshoot. You know it's a gauntlet. And you know that the regular season and what do they call the trophy you win in the regular season for
the worthless president's trophy?
Yeah, the president's trophy and all that stuff doesn't translate. So it's just a whole new season.
And again, did people really expect? I love what Carberry's done, but did they expect him to take a team that qualified on the last day last season and then just get them automatically to the Stanley Cup final the next season? Like, he's building something. He got a playoff appearance his first season. He wins a round in his second season. It's okay to build something, especially for a team where nobody had these expectations heading into the season. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody was picking the Caps saying, this team's loaded. They're going to be a Stanley Cup perennial favorite. Oh, and also, and this tilted me when it happened at the outset of the series, the Caps were the underdog in the series, which I thought was a sign of disrespect, but apparently Vegas kind of knew what they were talking about.
Here's a good question, though. Robert hits us up on Facebook, says, mixed feelings. They weren't really supposed to be playoff ready this year, but they made it. So on the other hand, about their record, was it a mirage?
I don't know.
I don't think so at all. When you're the second highest scoring team in the league, that is not a mirage, in my opinion. That's a team that realized its weaknesses heading into the offseason, address them with a lot of their moves, specifically targeting Jacob Chychrun. He was a big ad, scored 20 goals. Tom Wilson makes that next step, as did Protas and Mikey. Helped add to the scoring that Ovi always brings. I don't think it was a fluke at all.
You know, if they had maybe faced, I don't know, the Panthers. Or you know,
I don't like that matchup.
Well, I don't know. I just think it might have had a totally different outcome.
Maybe.
I think it's just, it's matchup specific in this instance. If they had maybe faced the Maple Leafs, it might have been
difficult. I'm not in a bad place with the Caps heading into the offseason. Am I disappointed they got knocked out? Sure. But I have confidence in Carberry. I have confidence in the front office and the roster that they've assembled and that they'll continue to assemble going forward.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Some of these. Let's go to Scott in Silver Spring. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, Scott.
I think it was a successful season. I mean, we weren't expected to do what we did in the regular season. And like you just mentioned, I think it was just a bad matchup against Carolina. But I think it's also a measuring stick for them that, you know, where they got to get if they're going to compete. Because I think Carolina's fairly young, aren't they? And if you're going to compete with that teams like that, I mean, they see what they have to do. So I'm confident they'll add some more pieces and we should be a little better next year.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. The problem is, you know, who are the guys you're going to subtract? You're still going to rely on Ovi. You're still going to rely on Carlson. You're still going to rely on some of those older vets.
Sure. But they're adding younger pieces. They'll make whatever trades they feel need to be made, whatever free agent pickups and signings they feel improve the roster.
Yeah, but who are the guys?
I think TJ Oshie and Nick Backstrom's contracts come off the books after this season, so that's going to be some salary
cap
money. Right,
but who took their ice time that you would maybe say, you know what, we can upgrade that person? You said Lars Eller earlier.
Well, Lars Eller, I don't think is in their plans. I think Mangiapane, I don't think he is signed after this season, so that's probably a guy they're going to be looking to upgrade
and
from.
And how big of a loss was it not having Faravardi?
I think that was a pretty substantial loss. I mean, you had to lean on Alexiev for a lot of the playoffs, and he's pretty green at the NHL level.
I think they'll also figure out where Leonard is going to be, right? They were playing Leonard on the third line as a wing.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, they moved around McMichael. McMichael developed this year.
He really seemed to come on. Don in Ashburn. Don, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, when you think of, you know, we kind of like stumbled and tripped into the playoffs last year, and to, you know, be tops in the conference this year, it's unexpected. You get past the first round, which we as Caps fans was the hardest thing for us to do for so long. But I also, you know, I think a lot of people forget how hard it is in the NHL playoffs. It's a different animal, and that's why you see President Trophy teams that just don't get very far, because it's just a different level, and it's so much harder to win once you get into the playoffs. Probably harder than any sport, because we always see like the top teams in football and baseball and basketball typically make their way into the finals, the conference finals, or the championship finals. And in hockey, we just see that's not the case all the time. So I think when you just measure it all out, from last year to this year, and just how hard it is. I mean, it's a success. Plus, our the minor league system is stocked with talent. I mean, I think it, all the way around, I think it's been a good year.
Who are the fringe guys that you think they'll probably upgrade?
Right out of the gate, you almost wonder if Carlson is too old, but his experience is incredible. But you know, I mean, they sat Eller yesterday. I don't think you'll see Eller back. I'm trying to think who else. Mangiapane did not have a great. I don't think he lived up to expectations. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
And then how big of a loss was it not having Farivardi?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that guy definitely makes a little bit of a difference. I think he does improve us. I don't know that we couldn't score.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the biggest thing. But, yeah, I think that hurt. I think you want that guy back, and you want that guy in your lineup. But I don't know how much that really.
So you're going to be able to change this team like around the edges. It's not going to be a significant turnover, doesn't look like.
Well, I don't think it will be. I think there's some.
This year was the significant turnover. Yeah.
But I think they're going to have significant money to spend as far as acquiring a free agent with some of the expiring deals. Mm-hmm. So that's something that Chris Patrick and McClellan are going to have to figure out where we're going to allocate this money.
Absolutely.
How do we spend it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Don.
Right,
Carly
thank you,
has 1 year left on his deal. He's got $8 million coming next season.
How old is he?
He'll be 36 in the next season.
Still do it. Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, morning, guys. You know, I think the floor has been raised. No one expected this year to go so well.
Right.
I think they overperformed in the regular season. You think, look at teams like Vegas. They did almost as well as the Capitals, and they're out of the playoffs already. Jets may be out of the playoffs as well. So that just happens in hockey. I just think we have to figure out what the identity of the team is. Is this going to be Tom Wilson's team from here on out? Because we're no longer going to be Ovi's team at this point.
Yeah, I mean, passing the torch to Willie seems like the next logical step for him when Ovi eventually hangs it up.
Yeah, we have to figure out the other star as well. And so Case points out, like, we're going to get some money back, and then we have a good farm system. So that has to be the next step. But I trust the front office. I trust Carberry. And I think that's the positive thing going forward.
Gotcha. All right, thank you, buddy.
I think your perspective is right on. Somebody else tweeted us, said, Carolina was a much better team. Too many caps sucked this series, including Ovechkin, who looked 60. LT was very good at times, poor at others. Wilson's our leader and best player, not Ovi. Too many of our guys got outplayed for 5 games. We got humiliated deservedly. Buddy wrote, regular season improved.
Like, humiliated is a little bit of a strong term, but they got beaten by a better overall team.
Well,
4-1's
pretty much a beatdown. They called the gentleman sweep,
hey,
right?
The 4-minute power play where they did not score was humiliating.
I didn't love that.
That is humiliating.
That's what I said. That typified what they were missing.
Mm-hmm. Greg Wyshynski did say that Ovechkin is getting into 5-on-5 liability territory.
Yeah, and he got less playing time.
That makes sense. I mean, the dude's almost 40. Like, I can understand him being a potential liability there.
Yeah, but did you see it?
Oh yeah.
At certain times in the series, he looked kind of slow, like he was like out of gas.
Mm-hmm. That said, he almost had a goal. It ended up being deflected.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
In the perfect position with probably about 4 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, it was a great look.
Slap shot. It was like, this is it. They're gonna go up 2-1. They're gonna win the game.
He can still do that trick.
And it missed. And then like a minute later, Carolina put in the dagger.
I felt like for years and years, this time of the year, we were always talking about how much more physical the Penguins were, how much bigger they were, how the Caps need to get more physical.
Yeah.
Now we're just copying what the Hurricanes are doing, saying the Caps need to get faster. Like, I think the Hurricanes were just so well balanced of a team.
They were a balanced team.
I mean, they shoot a lot, obviously, but
you
not like
a
it was a break. It was a breakneck series, and the Caps were scoring goals all over the place, and they were getting shut down.
I think the Caps can still play that physical style if their power play is clicking. If the power play goes away and a huge part of what makes Ovi effective disappears, They're going to struggle to score goals, and you saw that crystallized in this series.
The Rock the Red era, it was this style of play doesn't work in the playoffs. You need to be brooding and physical.
Right.
Now they're physical and brooding. They need to get faster and more electric on offense.
I don't think you guys are describing the team right. I don't think they're described as a brooding, physical team at all. From what I hear for the NHL experts, they're kind of in the middle and can play both styles. Now, Carolina, to the extreme, is much faster.
Everyone's saying the Caps need to get faster. They need to get faster. Well, they did get a lot faster this year, but it's not fast enough, so we got to get even faster.
Mm-hmm. I think that I kind of agree with that, though. You don't think so?
Well, it's also recency.
But we already did that.
It's also recency effect. You just saw what a faster, like super physical, forechecking team in Carolina did to a little bit slower, more physical team in the Caps. So people are automatically going to say, well, that we have to copy that style.
Rock the Red 2.0.
Well, I'm fine with adapting to styles if it helps you go deeper in the playoffs.
Leonard's fast. I know that.
He's fast. I need him to uptick the goal scoring a little
he's
bit.
He's only got an empty netter so far.
He had some good opportunities yesterday, too.
He did.
I'm not going to bury Ryan Leonard. That guy is he should be one of the cornerstones moving forward. Now, he's young. You got to give him a chance to develop. He was thrown into the deep end with like 9 games left in the regular season. He is going to be fine.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime. We got our weekend parlay coming up at 7:45 here on the Junkies.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.